congratulations, you have made it to Friday. Howdy, everybody. Thanks for stopping by for your March 15th version of the Pinpoint Podcast. I am Max Crawford, along with Kaylee Thomas. Lot of weather to get through between now and the end of this coming St. Patrick's Day weekend, and as we wrap up spring break, so let's get started.
Well, today is a day to keep your eyes on the skies. We're monitoring for that storm potential to come in two rounds, one of which may have already happened depending on what time you are listening to this today. The first round we're monitoring for is in the morning, as early as pre-sunrise through about 10 a.m., and that's mainly focused for our northernmost counties. With this round, all modes of severe weather will need to be monitored for: gusty winds, large hail upwards of 2 inches in diameter possible with the strongest storms, and a tornado concern as well. Then it will get a bit of a break in the activity, a little bit of a lull. Then we pick it back up as we head into that evening commute home as early as about 5 o'clock, and lingering potentially all the way into early Saturday morning. We'll call it about 2 a.m. right now. Now, that round is more focused around our southernmost counties, and we'll need to keep an eye on that again for all modes of severe weather. However, I think especially the later in the evening that we go, that transitions to more of a straight line wind concern. As we go through the day today, the Pinpoint Weather app, just a great resource for you. We have talked about it every day this week, but it's the best way we can get information to you quickly and efficiently. It's available in the App Store and on Google Play. Just make sure your location services are turned on, as well as your notifications. And again, we'll be able to get all of that latest info to you. Then we move into the weekend, where the cold front that is sparking up this rain and thunderstorm chance will stall somewhere between the Brazos Valley and the coastline. As it does so, little disturbances will move overhead. That means we have enough energy and the lift and the moisture to continue tracking rain chances pretty much all the way through the weekend. So it's a good weekend to continue to have the app on hand, as well as the umbrella and the rain jacket, because you're likely going to be needing them from time to time.
Before the Brazos Valley really saw any huge impacts from this storm system, we are talking rain on the West Coast, snow in the Rockies, and violent thunderstorms and even some tornadoes all the way up in the Midwest. At one point, we had either a severe thunderstorm watch or a tornado watch from just a county away from our northern counties in the Brazos Valley, stretching all the way up to northeastern Ohio. Multiple confirmed tornadoes, especially in the Midwest, from Illinois up into Indiana and Ohio. While back down a little bit closer to our neck of the woods, hail was the main threat. Some confirmed hail up across northern Texas, Oklahoma, and into Arkansas as well. On the west side of this system, snow continues to pile on, especially across central Colorado, from Denver all the way down to Colorado Springs, and all the way back up to Fort Collins, Golden, Boulder, you name it. Some spots in suburban Denver, including a report from former Pinpoint meteorologist Carly Cassidy, reporting over a foot of snow has fallen. And that is before it is all done later this weekend. All right, let's get this thing out of here. And as we do so, things should set up for a pretty nice week next week. Now, it's not to say that rain chances are completely gone, especially mid to later portions of next week. We may find another couple rounds of thunderstorms, but we look to get at least a little bit of a break from this unsettled weather as early as about midday, St. Patrick's Day Sunday. So there's some hope for your afternoon plans. Monday onward through at least Wednesday is looking mainly dry. We might even find a little bit of sunshine with highs in the 60s and overnight lows a little bit on the chilly side in the 40s. We'll work our way back into the 70s before the end of next week, but right now it looks like temperatures keep from getting too unreasonable, and we'll just go for the highs in the mid to upper 70s at warmest ahead of that next system by late next week.
Well, that is going to do it for this Friday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. Again, stay tuned on air, online, on the KPTX Pinpoint Weather app throughout today and into the weekend. As more data comes in and those storms roll through, we'll be keeping you up to date. For meteorologist Max Crawford, I'm Kaylee Thomas. Y'all have a great Friday, a fantastic weekend, and we'll catch you on the next one.